It was the very last opportunity for Brazil's presidential candidates to appeal to undecided voters. Far-right incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro put the emphasis on conservative family values, opposition to sexual diversity and to abortion.
At the polls, we are watchdog for Bolsonaro. At the polls, keep your eyes wide open to see everything that's going on.
Further south, his left-wing rival, former President Lula da Silva, appealed to Brazilians not to believe what he called a shameless disinformation campaign against him.
I am 77 years old, and I've never seen a factory capable of producing so many lies as our current president.
Brazil is the world's fourth largest democracy, and for the first time in half a century, many worry about that democracy's future. School teachers Denise and Gilberto Pamplona play their favorite Brazilian music as they consider leaving their country should Bolsonaro be re-elected.
What society is this that is agreeing with racism and intolerance? Bolsonaro's arrival on the scene has revealed a savage trend that's come to the surface, and that makes us very sad.
Bolsonaro has repeatedly been attacking the electoral court, suggesting there could be fraud if he loses.
Yes, he can follow the same pattern Trump used in the United States with the occupation of the Capitol. Apparently, there are signs in this direction, but unlike Trump, Bolsonaro has the support of the security forces.
Another concern is Bolsonaro's vow, if re-elected, to change the composition of the Supreme Court, the only institution which he and his allies no longer dominate.
When one wants to change democracy for an autocracy, the system fails. And it is these flaws that the current president, Bolsonaro, wants to take advantage of, because he evidently wants to transform himself into an autocrat.
But opponents of Lula are equally concerned about democracy. They say they fear he will turn Brazil into a dictatorship, citing the left-wing candidate's apparent support for the leaders of Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua.
Whoever wins, Brazil appears to be divided in half, and people on both sides of the divide are increasingly viewing the other not as an adversary, but as an enemy, a dangerous phenomenon for Brazil's democracy. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, São Paulo.